بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one whose existence is without a beginning and without an end. هو الأول والآخر. And the one who exists without a place, and the one who does not resemble his creations. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we ask Allah to increase our knowledge and to protect us and keep us guided on the correct path. Ameen. Today we shall talk about Ayatul Kursi, how to recite it, its interpretations, and the rewards of reciting Ayatul Kursi, and the rewards and the benefits of reciting Ayatul Kursi. It was mentioned in the hadith that a companion met a shaitan, a jinni that was a shaitan amongst the devils. And he asked him, "What guards us and protects us from you?" The devil said this verse, Ayatul Kursi. So that sahabi, that companion, went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he mentioned the story for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صدق الخبيث, which means this evil devil was truthful about that. This hadith was narrated by Ibn Hibban and others. So this verse, brothers and sisters and dear listeners, protects the person from the harm, protects the person from the devils, from the jinn, and protects you from the evil eye. So one should recite it. However, one important matter one must pay attention to. And that matter is, this verse must be recited properly, just like any verse in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And for the secret to happen, for the benefit to occur, one must recite and pronounce the letters properly. And the verse Ayatul Kursi is recited as follows.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Ayatul Kursi is part of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255. And it starts by talking about Allah and glorifying Allah and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. This means Allah, who is the only creator, the one who has the power to create, the one who has no beginning and no ending, the one who does not resemble his creations, the one who is attributed with Godhood. La ilaha illa hu. No one is God except He. No one deserves to be worshipped except Him, except Allah, who is Hayy and who is Qayyum, the one who is attributed with an eternal and everlasting life. Allah is attributed with a life. His life is unlike our lives. The life of Allah is eternal and He is everlasting. His life is without soul or body or blood or bones or need for food. He is unlike the creations in any way. The one who is Qayyum. Allah is Qayyum. And Qayyum means the one who manages and takes care of the world and does not need of anyone, and everyone else is in need of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala does not need anyone, and everyone else needs him. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah is not seized with somnolence or sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear from any weakness. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To him belongs what is in the heavens and earth. رب العالمين. He is the Lord of all the worlds. He is the Lord of the humans, the jinn, the angels, and everything else. سبحانه وتعالى. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. No one will intercede on the Day of Judgment except with his permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows all about his creations. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ. They do not know except that which Allah allowed them to know. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض. His kursi, which is a creation that Allah Ta'ala created, extends farther than the heavens and earth. ولا يؤوده حفظهما وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And he is not exhausted from preserving them. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the one who has the highest status and does not need a place, and who rightly has the attributes of exaltedness, glory, greatness, and purity from all imperfection. Allah has the highest status, not the highest place, because Allah does not need a place. His existence is without a place, without a direction. He does not resemble his creations in any way. Allah the Exalted existed when there was nothing, and now he exists as he existed. And the throne is one of the creations of Allah. And the istiwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the throne is not an istiwa of sitting or moving or bending. Allah is clear from the attributes of the creations. It is an istiwa that befits Allah without attributing to Allah the sitting or the mobility or the immobility, because Allah is clear from any imperfection, and he is clear from the attributes of the creations. Imam Ali, may Allah accept his good deeds, said, كان الله ولا مكان وهو الآن على ما عليه كان. Which means Allah existed when there was nothing, and now he exists as he existed. So that is, Allah existed when there was no place, no throne, no kursi, no skies, no heavens, no earth, no angels. And now Allah exists as he existed, without a place and without a direction. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this saying of Imam Ali is an interpretation for the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Al-Bukhari, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرُهُ. Which means Allah existed and nothing else existed eternally. Subhanahu wa ta'ala existed without a beginning and without a place. And now Allah exists as he existed without a place. Ayatul Kursi clears Allah from the need of the creations. flees Allah from having a partner, attributes Allah with a life that is without blood or soul, attributes Allah with an everlasting life, attributes Allah with the power over his creations. He manages this world without the need of any of the creations, and the creations are in need of him. He does not sleep or get tired. He owns what is in the heavens and in the earth. No one intercedes except with his permission on the day of judgment. He knows all about his creations, and he does not need any of them. They only know what Allah allows them to know. His kursi, the kursi that Allah created, extends farther than the heavens and earth, and it is preserved by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does whatever he wills. Everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has the highest status and who rightly has the attributes of greatness, exaltness, and glory. Allah is clear from all imperfection, and he is attributed with perfection. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this creed, the creed of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that Allah does not resemble his creations in any way. I urge myself and you, the listeners, to continue on practicing reciting Ayatul Kursi until you master it, and reciting it before sleep and in the mornings as well, as it is a great protection from the evil and from the devils, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.